Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Renew us as individuals. Revive us as a church. Restore the world.
Restore.
Sometimes I feel like I'm living a passionless life, and sometimes I feel like there's no energy left in me.
You search me, you know me, you see my every move. There's nothing I could ever do to hide myself from you.
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Renew us as individuals. Revive us as a church. Restore the world.
Jesus praised the Ephesian church for their perseverance, hard work, and dedication to truth. They endured hardships for Christ and did not grow weary. They were the kind of body we would strive to live up to. But what else does he say? I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. They fell from the height of being passionate for God and his glory, and he'd rather leave that church than dwell in such a circumstance. They lost sight of the glorious love Christ has for us and the burning flame that should inspire those who know and love him.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure.
Renew us as individuals, revive us as a church, restore the world.
In less than a year, millions of lives have been taken due to civil strife in Rwanda. The question remains, who will respond to this crisis, and when will they respond to it?
The second tower is being hit. Thousands are trapped inside, but some of them, out of desperation, are actually jumping through the windows in an attempt to save themselves. This is incredible.
A 17-year-old was gunned down at a high school in Etobicoke. He later died of his injuries in hospital.
Poverty levels are rising in Toronto at a time when the government is cutting back on welfare. Toronto is experiencing a shortage in affordable housing.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?